Y'all see this new UK study that says it takes men 43 years to reach maturity, while it takes women 32. I don't know if this is true, you know what I'm saying? But if that's the case, I mean, since the beginning, we already understood that women mature faster than men. So in that sense, are men already at a disadvantage? Have we been already at a disadvantage when it just comes to dealing with women? That's why women always complain about us. Or does all that stuff not really matter? Realistically, it's more about experience, not quote unquote maturity. Because if we're using all that to, you know what I'm saying, if you mature at 43, how much more longer you got to live before you get to use your maturity to do something with yourself? You know what I'm saying? And women, if they mature at 32, how much more longer do they have until menstruation, not menstruation, until basically the eggs give out type thing, and you know what I mean? So it's like, it's, I don't know whether that plays a role. It doesn't really matter. I really don't think it plays any role. I think experience is what matters. It's not about age. A lot of people worry about fix so much about age. I think age is just age. You can put a young person in a situation where they have to grow up fast, and you look at them, you're like, yo, you're so mature. It's just experience. Experience is everything, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? This is what I believe in. I'm not trying to convince you. It's just my thought. If you resonates with you, cool. I also want to hear your thoughts about it in the comment section. And also hit that subscribe button. But to me, I think it's just experience. Whether we, you know, men really mature at 43, which is crazy. Still sounds crazy, you know what I'm saying? Or whether women mature at 32, however way it is. But I mean, thinking about it though, if women do mature faster, then I mean, what does that really mean though? Like, does it really, like, what does it really mean to us? Like, okay, so they mature faster. So does it mean women have been right all along? You know what I'm saying? When they say men are trillion, da, 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 or is it just, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to create a little beef, right? Just play. But like, or does it, you know, like, what does it really mean? How does that really affect us? Like, what, you know what I'm saying? Like, I get, I mean, does it mean we should trust women's judgment more? Are women still not as emotionally ruled by their emotions as they are? You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, hormones and are these things still not a thing? As for men, are we still not men? I mean, I don't really think this changes anything so much per se. You know what I'm saying? I know, although we thought it was 25, right? Your frontal lobe develops at 25, so you know, maturity technically of 25, where you should be able to think complexly, right? But if that's not the case, I don't really know. I would like to hear your thoughts if you think this affects anything. This is if it's true. I don't know if it's true. You know what I'm saying? This is what I've seen. So, you know, we're reacting to this stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's your boy Almighty. Of course, hit that subscribe button. Let me know what you think about it. And like, of course, too. You know what I'm saying? Stay mighty because we are Almighty. I am out. We'll see you.
Almighty push.